into a little chaplet. It's a good time to get up and go. Get out your house, get on the planet. Check out the wheel we're riding on. Check out the rock we're rolling on.
The Bemidji First City of Arts Studio Cruise is coming up this weekend, October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. I recently had a chance to sit down with Kathy Towley, who along with her husband Dave have been organizing this event, and we talked about it.
It's a self-guided tour. You get a map and a brochure. You get to come out into the creative spaces of 31 artists. You get to see what inspires us. Get to see us demonstrating, and we will all have a little area with work for sale. It's a really neat tour because everybody lives in a different location. Some of us are in lakes, some are in the middle of the woods, some are right off highways, but it's what inspires us, and you get to see that, and we get to share that with you.
I've gone on the studio cruise, and it's always great fun, and it's inspiring for me as just a regular person. And it's fun to see how people fit their art into their life. Maybe it's a little space in their basement that they work out of. And, of course, you see how they've organized that space so that it works great. Or maybe they have a whole barn outside that they're using for their art. And that's exciting. You and your husband worked together to get this going. But what was the impetus behind getting it going?
When we moved to Bemidji, Dave came in and he had just started. Well, he'd been wood turning. He's been doing woodworking for 40-plus years. But when he retired, he decided, okay, he bought a new lathe, and that's the route he was going to go. He came into the art center and talked to Lori and asked her. He said, okay, I want to be part of your studio tour. And she looked at him, and she didn't know him. We didn't know her. She said, we don't have one. We'd love to have one, but we need somebody to chair it. So are you volunteering? So that's where it started. And actually, that started 10 years ago because it took us a year trying to get everything to fall into place and to talk with artists, get our committee going, and go and get our support, our sponsors. And it took a year to do that. And then we started. 9 years ago, we had 13 artists. This year, we have 31.
Wow.
We have many different mediums within this. We have wood turners, wood carvers, jewelers, painters, sculptors, photographers, basket weavers. We have a quilter this year, potters. And so there's something for everybody out there. And the neat thing, and I know some of these artists, I know a couple of them anyway, let you do a little hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of them. We can't let you do a hands-on because of the equipment. But the children that come in, and adults too if they want, they get to take something with them. We'll turn a top. And we get kids that come back year after year. Well, then maybe I'll turn them a pumpkin or a snowman, something else. Or I'll ask them, well, what do you want to see me turn? And we'll do that for them. All of the artists within this tour, their pieces are originals. And that's, a lot of people don't realize that. They'll go to, say, a regular art show, which is great. But you just see the work, but you don't get to comprehend and see what goes into making this piece. And this is a chance for people to see that and to understand exactly what we are doing, how we did it, what inspires us. And you go from there, and you leave, hopefully, with a better understanding of artists.
For me, as somebody who visits Studio Cruise, and for my daughter, we've, in a way, it builds community. I mean, we still see people around town that we've bumped into years ago at a studio cruise.
Right.
You know, and we remember that about each other. And so it's kind of like, oh, we have this like-minded level with this person. And
right,
that's a fun way to build community. And it also is a great way to explore around the area, too. There are so many little neighborhoods and nooks and crannies up here in the Northwoods. And I didn't grow up
right
here. It's been a great way to test out different just parts of the region.
One of these years, we're not going to be on the studio cruise. We're going to go on it because we've missed out on that. We don't know where everybody's studio is. We haven't been there, and we do miss that. In fact, we were out driving one day in the last month or so. Dave has never been past Al Bellevue's. And
yeah.
I said, okay, you got to at least drive by and see it. And you need to do that with actually all the artists. You get to understand a little bit more about that person. You can understand it a little bit more and appreciate that artist a little bit more.
Where can people get maps?
Maps and brochures are at any one of our sponsors. We have several sponsors. One of the main places would be the Chamber, the Bemidji Chamber by Paul and Babe, and a number of our sponsors. We have quite a few sponsors throughout Bemidji. And so if you're, you know, going out to eat or something, ask them, are they a sponsor? You can go actually online to visitbemidji.com, and they have the brochure right there. If you can print it, that's another way of doing it.
It's great fun to pull the map out with whoever you're going to go on the studio cruise with.
Right.
And I would recommend gathering a friend or somebody.
Right.
It's a fun event, and then mapping out, figuring out where you're going to go.
Right.
And then off you go. It's such an adventure.
Oh, right. And most of the locations also have refreshments. There, it's a cookie. Now, I always have cheese and crackers. I actually have a little Forest Edge wine, too, so you can sample some wine. And there's coffee, apple cider. There's just a number of things. So you can, you know, snack on your way.
It's a unique opportunity to see what happens behind the scenes when artists are creating their work. Hope to see you on the first City of Arts Studio Cruise.
It's a good day to do a little traveling. It's a good time to get up and go. Get out your house, get on the planet. Check out the wheel we're riding on. Check out the rock we're rolling on. Sometimes a house can seem like a prison. But there's too much to do, too much to pay. You wonder why you can't find a reason. Well, that's the time you gotta get away. That's the time you gotta get away. Sometimes the river, sometimes the rain, sometimes it's just the whistle of an evening train. Sometimes a mountain, sometimes a sea. Well, they'll get you back the way you wanna be, and they'll get you back to who you wanna be. Caught up in that daily living, you got no way now to take it slow. You better use the time that you're given. You better find some place to go. Get out the door, now get up and go. Sometimes the river, sometimes the rain, sometimes it's the whistle of evening.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of the great state of Minnesota.